your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Internet, you're listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and we're back with, I still don't have a catchy name for it, but Fake Western Conference Wednesday. We'll go with that this week. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Los Angeles Kings, also the Monday edition of this very show that you're listening to right now. I'm here with my partner in crime, Tom Gazzola, who is our all things Oilers person, frequent appearances on TSN and NHL Network and basically anywhere that wants him to talk about hockey, including this show. You can find him, and I am back talking about hockey. Thanks to Rob Leano from Locked On Coyotes, who you got to hear in my absence, holding down the fort for me. But we're here today, and you know what? We're just going to start. Before we started recording, I was debating where I wanted to bring this up in the show, but I was like, you know what? Let's just dive right into it.
Oh my God, here we go. Bring it on.
You told me I could put it wherever I wanted, and yep, we're just going to lead off with it. The Vegas Golden Knights have been revealing some new aspects to their uniforms. Of course, everyone's doing the reverse retro things. And Vegas has decided to up the ante a little bit with incredibly shiny gold helmets. And they've been getting some mixed reviews. What's your review on them?
I am literally watching them play right now against the Avalanche, Sarah, and I cannot get over the fact that there's 18 leading scorers on the Golden Knights right now, like they do in Europe. They're, you know, they wear the gold buckets for the leading scorer. So I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I saw them when they unveiled them. I didn't like them then. I don't like them now. A lot of what Vegas does, I think, is tremendous. I love their uniforms. They're unique. I buy into the cheesy pregame ceremony with the medieval times thing that they did, and the helicopter with the owner and the owner turning himself into a star. You know, that's weird, but at the same time, I get it. It's Vegas. Vegas is shiny. Vegas is bold. Vegas is all these wonderful things, but Vegas is not gold helmets. It is so bad. I scratch my head and I go, why did you guys do it? And it's almost like when the Avalanche tried to wear black helmets with their white uniforms in 95, 96. And everyone's like, that's not good. Don't do that anymore. So they stopped. And here we are with the Golden Knights doing this gold helmet thing. It's not even like the Nashville yellow or gold helmets, you know, those at least match the uniforms. These, they don't. And unlike Europe, where the European teams are, I'm pretty sure it's in Finland at least, I think, and generally in European leagues, the leading scorer of either the team or the league, depending on the league, wears the gold helmet. It signifies something, it's unique, and only one player has it. I think that's kind of cool. Part of the charm of European hockey. And here we are. This is the National Hockey League. Vegas already kind of pushed it a little bit with those gold uniforms, which I really like, by the way. But these helmets don't even match the jerseys, and they're wearing them with the, like, the desert green, gray, whatever you call that. It's just a no mas. Don't do it anymore, Vegas. It does not look good. It's a miss in my books. Sarah, when I look at it, I'm just like, come on, you guys, give it up. Put on those other helmets that you have and let's go. And on top of it, let me just say this. Why wouldn't they wear them with the gold uniforms and try that? Have they tried it yet? I don't remember seeing that. It's been with the regular uniforms and I'm just disappointed. As someone who has like an obscure infatuation with hockey uniforms and the looks, like, they don't even match the pads that Marc-Andre Fleury wears, and he's got a chrome helmet and it's a different color of chrome. Am I going too deep on this, or am
no,
I just
because, okay no because you're going exactly where I was gonna go with okay. it, because I like the, like, aside from the weirdness of, like you said, if you follow European hockey at all, you're used to the gold helmet being the guy who has all the points. So like that kind of weirdness aside, because I expect the average hockey fan is not like us being like, ah, yes, the SHL, you know, but so aside from that, like, I like the idea of the shiny gold just as a concept in general. It's something different and crazy and wild, but it doesn't match anything else that they're doing.
Yeah.
If they were doing it with like the spark, like, and I also don't really love the new third gold jersey thing. I don't think it's a great color. Maybe I've heard it looks better in person.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in person, but on TV it doesn't look, it's just, I'm like, if you're gonna go like bling, like shiny, just go all the way with it. And I feel like they just didn't quite get there. And so like, that's my biggest dislike of them, is that it just doesn't match overall, like what they're doing. Interestingly, Vegas, their AHL team, the Henderson Silver Knights, also has shiny chrome helmets, only theirs are silver.
They do? And they do. Oh,
they
boy.
Do. Yeah. And I feel like with them as well, like I liked it, but it also just doesn't match. Like there's no bling really in the jerseys.
Yeah.
So it's just like a flat colored jersey, but then this cool shiny helmet. And then I'm also biased because the Kings did the chrome helmet for the stadium series last year, which I thought that I would hate. And then I saw it in person and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty rad. And it just, it worked for me. But like, even taking aside my like anti-Vegas bias, like it just,
oh,
it's,
you
not,
would.
It's not working. It's not. And like, I love when teams do wild, new, you know, different things, kind of push the envelope. Even if you fail, at least you've gotten, you know, people talking, which I guess is what we're doing here. But I wanted to love it. And instead, I'm just like, oh, you just missed the mark just a little bit.
Yes. And like, there's something about the aesthetic of uniforms where a good uniform has a nice symmetry to it, I think. And this doesn't have that. It's interesting. You bring up the Henderson Golden or Silver Knights, and maybe if you wanted to like go towards the chrome look, you let them try it for a season and be the guinea pig, if you will. They're in your backyard. You're 20 minutes away from them. So why not go and see how that works? And then maybe try to incorporate it with the gold. But a lot of what Vegas has done, like I said, I've liked. And I do like the gold jerseys because they do look way better in person. Because on TV, sometimes depending on the TV, depending on the camera, how it's all set up, they look like the mustard that the Nashville Predators have. Otherwise, when you see them in person, you're like, oh, there's a little shimmer and a little shine to them. But yeah, these helmets don't have that same symmetry. They, you know what they kind of look? The best way to describe it for me is they look a bit silly.
Yeah.
It's just, you're right. They don't have that matching, not even to the silver striping on the uniforms, or pardon me, the gold striping on the uniforms. I know the Henderson Silver Knights have the silver striping. It's, I mocked it. I got my shot in on social media the other day, and at the same time got a shot in on Jack Michaels, our TV play-by-play man and my very good friend, about just an egregiously bad shirt and tie combination he wore on the broadcast last week, and went over well. It was a good tweet. But I thought that maybe like the trumpet that the St. Louis Blues were supposed to wear in 95-96 and Mike Keenan said no way to, maybe that these chrome helmets would go into extinction or be shelved. But here we are. They're wearing them again, and they still don't look any better in my books.
We've got more strongly held opinions about shiny helmets coming up next. First, though, Built Bar is basically kind of how I've been surviving the past couple of weeks while I've been traveling. I've been having to spend a lot of time in my car, not traveling for fun. I promise I'm not like breaking COVID rules and stuff. It wasn't a great reason why I had to travel. But regardless, I spent a lot of time behind the wheel and didn't have a whole lot of time to, you know, stop and get snacks and eat full meals and stuff. And so instead, I just had a whole bag of Built Bar sitting on the passenger seat that I just ate for like 8 hours straight, essentially. And it was a great way to keep my energy up, to have a great snack, and to know that I wasn't, you know, sticking a bunch of stuff in my face that was going to have like a big sugar crash while I was in the middle of the highway, which would have been just, you know, overall real bad. Built bars are basically the best tasting protein bar that are out there on the market. They come in a ton of amazing flavors, including a lot of special editions, which means you should be keeping your eye on builtbar.com to find out all about when you can get some limited edition flavors. They do a lot of things where it's like one day only sales. They recently did a white chocolate cookies and cream, which I regretfully did not buy because I was being a responsible adult. If you go to builtbar.com, you can check out all the flavors they have. You can sign up for their mailing list or whatever to make sure you don't miss any future flavors, because trust me, there's some ones coming down the pike that you're not going to want to miss out on. Built bars are high in protein, high in fiber, low in sugar, all natural, so you know that what you're putting in your body is both delicious and good for you. Go to builtbar.com right now. Use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. We are covering everything you need to know about the NHL here on this show, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I have now just envisioned like the future of the NHL and them just literally being like the helmets in Europe where there's just 400 stickers on them. Oh, so you don't really even get to see the shininess of it because there's advertisements for every company you could imagine on the helmet. So maybe in a couple years, even though I know they keep saying, oh, the ads on the helmets are temporary. No, they're not. Don't lie to me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on that one. And oh, I'll throw this in about the gold helmets too. I saw OU versus Notre Dame back in 2012. I was living in Oklahoma City during the lockout covering the Barons. And I went to that game and Notre Dame's helmets were the exact same chrome, but like they matched the pants and there was something, there was something about them where they popped and you're like, wow, those are outstanding. Whereas in hockey, it just doesn't have the same effect. You know, it's weird. And I know that the Penguins and the Flyers a couple of years ago in the Stadium Series game, they tried those massive decals on the sides of the helmet. And I know the league had other teams test them out and it didn't really go over well. I'm all for pushing boundaries, but this one is a bit of a swing and a miss. I'll just calmly say that, I think.
Yeah. And weirdly, like Notre Dame, for their college hockey team, they use the shiny gold helmets. But because that is Notre Dame's whole aesthetic,
yeah,
their football team uses it. Like you just expect it, that like it works for them. And I make fun of them a little bit. Like I, as both a 15 plus year Midwesterner plus an alumni of a Big Ten school that pretty much gets stomped by Notre Dame a lot. Notre Dame knocked them out of the Frozen Four playoff bracket thing a couple years ago, and I've been mad at them ever since. I am much like Vegas. I'm inclined to not like Notre Dame, but when you see the whole package, you're like, oh, this actually works for who you are as like an entity.
Yeah.
And Vegas, for some reason, just didn't get there for me.
Sarah, maybe it's the blue that complements the gold better than, you know, this desert gray, green, whatever they call it with the Golden Knights and the red. But with Notre Dame, that blue seems to work.
Yeah. So moral of the story here, hey, Vegas, call us.
Yes, we're available.
Consulting fees are reasonable. Yes. We can help you out here.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Get at us online. To look at something a little closer up your alley, and also that neither of us are going to feel particularly inclined to bash, and that I was actually a little bit in awe of whenever you mentioned this stat to me before we recorded. Connor McDavid, very close to 500 points. And I kind of feel like I feel like it's always like Connor McDavid's second year in the league. I know how long he's been around and it feels like he still is just a new kid. And yet here we are, many seasons under his belt, almost 500 points. And what an accomplishment for him. What an amazing player to watch. real glad I don't have to see him 8 times a season right now, because he's just always on fire, isn't he?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, there's been times this year on my show where we get texts and people will be like, oh, McDavid didn't seem to be that good 5-on-5 tonight. And then you kind of look at the stats and you're like, well, he had 4 points tonight. So 3 of them came on the power play, but I don't know where the complaint is here or why there's a complaint. It's incredible. I marvel at everything he does day in and day out. I've had the good fortune of covering him from day one. I was his first interview after he got drafted. Well, I mean, the national broadcast and the partner broadcast had him. And then we actually, at the time I was the host of Oilers TV, we patched into the watch party, which was at the old Coliseum, aka Rexall Place. And we went live into there and online. And it's amazing to see what this guy does. And Sarah, on Wednesday night, if more likely when he gets his point and maybe the first of 3 four-point night, 2-point night like he had on Monday night, whatever, when he gets that point, because he likely will, that will be his 500th. It'll tie him for 8th fastest in NHL history with Sidney Crosby when he gets it again, which is incredible in itself. You know, Sidney Crosby is amazing, and Connor McDavid has been tremendous. And here's the funny thing is I've been kind of teasing this for the last 3 or 4 games on my show on TSN here in Edmonton. And I'm like, can McDavid get to it? Like, he was 5 points out when they were in Montreal and going through Ottawa. And people were like, yes, and he'll get it. He'll get a 5-point night against the Sens. Didn't happen. He gets one, and then he gets blanked in the second game against the Sens. Then he gets one against one or two against Montreal, and then he gets another one against Winnipeg. And now he's on the cusp at 368 games, 499 points. And fittingly, you know, he will likely tie Sidney Crosby, who he is chasing in Stanley Cups, which he pointed out. He wants the same thing that Crosby has, but it's the Cups. The personal accolades are great, but he'd like those Stanley Cups. And I know that's been very elusive for the Oilers and McDavid. It's incredible. And he does things, Sarah, that I have never even thought of or could comprehend were possible on the ice. And the thing is, he does it at 1,000,000 miles an hour. That is how good he is, how gifted and how determined work ethic wise he is to do it, and how creative he is. It's absolutely fantastic. And sometimes I have to remind myself that I'm fortunate to be able to cover him every day, and that I've had the good fortune of covering him throughout his entire career. So he gets it. And I think he gets 501 and maybe 502 against the Jets on Wednesday night.
And I think it's such a great testament too to who he is as a player, that at any time you could be like, oh yeah, he's just going to put up 4 points tonight. Yeah. And that it's completely plausible.
Yeah.
You know, many other players who are in that same kind of elite tier, you know, and you know, he obviously is in sort of a class above pretty much any other player in this league. But, you know, most other players, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, he's good for, he needs more points. Cool. He's going to have a 4-point night, whatever. This guy, you just expect it of him. And, you know, the fans expect it of him. The team maybe expects it too much of him to lead the way.
Oh, they lean on him.
But here he is. He's 24 years old, which just seems crazy to me, because it feels like he has both been around forever and that he was just drafted.
Yeah.
And yet here we are, and he is coming up on this big milestone. I feel like I've maybe told this story on this show before, but if not, if I have, y'all have heard it before. And if you haven't, well, welcome. A couple years ago, I was in Washington, D.C. to go hang out with a friend, and she's also a big hockey fan. And we were like, well, we've got some spare time. Let's go to a Capitals game. And the Capitals happened to be playing the Oilers. And we were like, this is going to be great. Connor McDavid versus Alex Ovechkin. Like, it didn't even matter who else was on the rest of, on the teams. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like, this is going to be a great game. Like, they're both going to get hat tricks. It's going to be a wild game. It ended up being like a 1-1 game that went to a shootout, and neither of them had any points.
Yeah, that was, I remember that. I was there. I was still at Oilers TV at the time. I was covering that game, and I think it was Draisaitl tied it really late. Mm-hmm. And then the Caps wanted an OT or the shootout or something like that. And I actually got in big trouble with Todd McClellan that day. He MF'd me after the post-game scrum. He was that mad about the performance, and then he was ready. He was seeing red, so first person to ask a question, he was going to tee off on, and it just so happened to be me. And then Todd and I had a nice conversation at the hotel the next day, and we were good to go. But I remember going onto the media bus after and getting a text from the PR man at the time being like, hey, man, Todd's not too happy with you. I'm like, why? And sure enough, I went and had a chat with Todd, and like men, we handled it, and we were good, and we're still good to this day. But yeah, I was there for that game, and you're right. It was a quiet game for 97.
My friend and I just kept sitting there, like looking at each other, being like, is now is it going to happen? Like now, yeah. Okay, nope.
It was one of those.
Yeah, it was one of those. Everyone has one. I was glad that I was there, you know, in good company with a friend of mine who we don't even live in the same city. So, you know, it was nice to get to just catch up with her while we were waiting for either team to do anything. But a rare dud from Connor McDavid in that one.
So, yeah, you basically saw the rare dud where McDavid doesn't light the lamp or do something crazy. But those are very rare. So maybe think of it that way. You got to enjoy a rare occurrence in a McDavid game with your friend. Is that positive enough?
It is, actually. Okay. It's like seeing a weird bird or something that no one has ever seen.
Or an albino squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next, we take a look at what is going on in Dallas. But first, betonline.ag. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and of course the NHL are in full swing right now. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it is the best way to place your bets. And best of all, it is free to sign up. Head over to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag with the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. If you're listening to this show, then you already know the good news. But if you are new here today, if you have been enticed by us talking about Connor McDavid, but you haven't listened to this show before, well, every Wednesday on this show, you can talk with me and Tom Gazzola as we look at some of the shenanigans going on in the Pacific and Central divisions of the NHL. So whether it's a look at top-end contenders like Vegas and Colorado, or breaking down the rebuilds of the Kings and the Blackhawks, or like today, judging the heck out of some helmets, Locked On NHL, this show has you covered on Western Conference-ish Wednesdays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. So we'll
kind of wrap things up today with, you know, usually we've been on this show having to talk about COVID and having to talk about how more and more teams have seen games be postponed. And that is still the case. The Minnesota Wild just are playing their first game right now as we're recording this in about 2 weeks after, I think, at one point, 13 of their players were on the COVID list, the COVID protocol list. The Colorado Avalanche have missed a bunch of games in our world. Vegas has missed some. Vegas had the whole thing where their AHL coaches had to coach in the NHL because of all that stuff. But we're also now seeing games be postponed for other reasons, and that is weather, which is not usually something that you see in the National Hockey League. We will occasionally see the very rare, you know, extreme blizzard in the Northeast. And, you know, we've all seen our share of those games. I drove through a blizzard once to get to Iowa to watch an AHL game where they sent out a message beforehand being like, so if you can't make it, we'll give you a voucher for another ticket. And I was like, well, I drove 4+ hours to get here, so I already went through the blizzard, so I'm going to go to this game anyway. But, you know, we're used to that stuff. We're not used to Dallas having to cancel games or postpone games or do anything, really, because of weather. And yet the Dallas Stars have had to postpone some games because of extreme weather circumstances in Texas and the power issues that are resulting because of that. If you are someone who has not been catching up with the news that is coming out of the southern part of the United States, it is basically catastrophic down there. It is not a part of the world that is built for, you know, 0 degree temperatures and snow and ice and all of that. And it people are struggling. The city is struggling. And so as part of the effort to conserve power and keep everyone safe, the Dallas Stars and also the Texas Stars, their AHL team also as well, have made the decision to postpone some upcoming games just in order to keep everyone safe. And it's certainly something new, I think. I don't know that we have ever seen something quite like this in the NHL that we've had to deal with. And Dallas, of course, has had to miss a bunch of games because of COVID. So mm-hmm. their schedule from a practical standpoint, I think is not going to look very pretty. And there is really at this point in time, no actual timetable, according to all my friends in Texas who are struggling right now with no power. No one can actually tell anyone when things are going to go back to normal. So we could be seeing this stretch out for a little while in Dallas, I think.
Unbelievable. And considering the league put out a memo today, I think 29 games when I counted the bullet points mm-hmm. had been finally rescheduled, with six more yet to be rescheduled. And that's all COVID related. And I kind of jokingly said to you before we hopped on, hey, maybe it's a relief that this game was postponed due to something else. Like, that's just where we're at these days. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And here's the other thing. And I know, you know, you being in Chicago and being from Pennsylvania and, you know, you've seen this stuff and those Northeastern storms. And when I saw the images and the videos and people enjoying the storm and the snow in the southern U.S., mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's a cute little snowstorm. Mm-hmm. That's no big deal. That's no cause for concern. But you're right. You made a very good point. They don't get those kinds of storms at all, really. They're very rare. And, you know, in Edmonton, one of those storms is just another Thursday, basically, in the wintertime. But enjoy it, Texas. Be safe. You know, good that you get a little taste of Canadian winter. But it's just wreaking havoc on the schedule. So, yeah. I mean, you know, in a bizarre way, maybe it's a relief that it wasn't a COVID situation that caused another postponement or delays in games like we've really borne witness to over the last couple of weeks. But at the same time, you know, you think of all the people there, hopefully they're okay. Winter driving is not the same.
Mm-mm.
Not the same. You hang on to those brakes. When the ABS kicks in, you do not let go. Do not pump them. Be safe. Go slower. All those things.
Right.
Yes.
Weather lessons from some people who are used to snow. I had there a foot of snow fell in my neighborhood here in Chicago, basically all day yesterday. I'm not going to get my car out from where it's parked until probably April.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't like it. My street is basically like persona non grata to the city. Like, it will never be plowed. But you know, it is what it is. We're used to it here. We have the infrastructure. There's just so many streets to get around to. And, you know, we know how to deal with it. We're equipped for it. And, you know, I have also dealt with burst pipes and stuff in this city that is used to weather like this. So, you know, it hits everyone. It definitely did make me think, Texas, Dallas, of course, is one of the few places that is allowing fans, but in general, I feel like this catastrophic weather that's happening everywhere. I know, like, Carolina had a lot of weather issues as well. It's really good, I think, that we aren't actually sending fans out into this.
Yeah.
I definitely had that thought sitting at home watching an AHL game on my computer, being like, well, at least I didn't have to drive out to go cover this. I just got to go talk to the coach on Zoom, you know, and I didn't have to go outside. So if there's any year, I guess, that there's a benefit to not having fans, it's that, you know, we all get to watch from the safety and comfort of our own couches, and no more people than absolutely necessary need to be going out in whatever exactly is happening in anyone's neck of the woods. But
yeah, it's crazy to think that that's where we're at now, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
my goodness, I can't believe it's midway through February. And I recall March 11th that night, I was doing my pregame show on TSN. For the Oilers Jets. And, you know, we saw Rudy Gobert mm-hmm. with the positive test, and they called off that game between the Jazz and the Nuggets. Was it Or was it the Thunder, I think? Maybe it was Oklahoma City. Anyway, that's all we could think about. And that ended up being the entire basic topic for the post-game show. And my producer and a couple people from the station ended up going out for drinks and thinking to ourselves, okay, well, we'll be back in a month. Let's enjoy this time away. Let's get this pandemic figured out. And we're almost a year later, and this is where we're at. We're talking about how relieving it is that nobody's going to games because there's a massive snowstorm in the southern U.S. What the hell, Sarah? Wait, what the hell?
I feel like had you told like 2019 versions of us that like this is what we were going to be dealing with, oh, we would have been like, well, A, I would have been like, P.S. one of the lottery numbers.
Yeah.
And B, it would have been like, this is crazy. This is
you
not.
Cray cray.
Right? But yeah. But here we are, and it is... Yeah, it. I was just looking back at my phone, and a year ago yesterday was the stadium series, and one of the last normal things that I did looking back in my phone of all the pictures I took when I was there and at practice and everything, and you know, behind the scenes and being like, wow, this is so cool. And then, you know, a month later, everything stopped, and had the same conversations with some of my colleagues who cover AHL games, and we were sitting in the press box and kind of keeping tabs with what is going on in the rest of the world, being like, so yeah, we'll see each other in like a month or so once they get this all figured out. And yeah, haven't seen them in person since.
Right. Remember Zoom parties where people would like get drunk? Those are stupid. And everyone was doing them. I'm guilty of it. But now it's like, oh, so dumb.
Right. Now it's like I have to be on it all day for work. So I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thanks. We're good.
Right. Well, it's a crazy time in hockey.
It is.
I'm sure that next week, once we chat again for this show, Connor McDavid will probably have 530 points by then. Yep. Just because of who he is. And hopefully we won't have any more games postponed. But you know, you never know. We'll see what happens. So thanks for chatting. Thanks for judging Las Vegas with me.
Oh, always, with pleasure.
It's always great to have someone else do that with me.
Absolutely. Hey, great to have you back, by the way. Rob did a fantastic job, but it's good to have you back. We missed you.
Well, I'm glad to be here deconstructing whatever exactly is going on in the National Hockey League at any given moment of time. You'll hear us here next week on this very show. In the meantime, I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. The show's on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. Tom, where can people find you and your work out there on the internet?
Catch me on Twitter at Tom Gazzola with two Z's and an Ola. And then if you are so inclined to catch up with the Oilers, TSN 1260, every Oilers game day, pre and post game show. And then you can see me on NHL Network from time to time. And I pop in on TSN on the TV side as well. That's about it.
All right. Well, this show's available wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you're subscribing. Tell your friends all about it because we have great content all week long here on Locked On NHL. So make sure you come back tomorrow and every other day this week for more of it. Until next time, this has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.